I think if everybody's ready, we'll go ahead and begin. I've met some of you in previous meetings, not all of you, so I'm just going to introduce myself. I'm Danielle Herman with OPN Architects.
I'm Joe Bowman with OPN Architects.
For those of you who have been at some of our previous meetings around the library, visioning, programming, and some confirmation, you've heard some of this. For others of you who have not, feel free to stop us along the way and certainly ask questions. That's what we're here for. The intent of the discussion tonight, as we see it, is really just to talk about what the different possible scenarios are. For most of you, this is going to be pretty intuitive because there are scenarios that have been on the table for a while and have been either looked at or considered, but obviously we all have a little bit more information now from the last round of feasibility studies. So we're here really just to be able to scribe and hear from you all as we ask some questions and ask you to consider and offer your thoughts and opinions on the different scenarios, and then hopefully through that process build some consensus. So we will continue to ask you questions throughout this process tonight and hope that we can get feedback from everybody throughout the room. I think everybody now has a set of drawings in front of them. These are really just for your reference. They're meant to be able to be a frame of reference for you to be able to see what the option was, what was included in it, and again, ask questions if need be. We will clarify whatever we can, and whatever we need to dive into more detail outside of the meeting, we will certainly go back and gather that information and return it to you. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So we've got three scenarios that we've outlined, and again, this has been from multiple conversations over the past few months as we finished up the feasibility study. We've all talked quite a bit about these different scenarios, but I'm just going to outline them really, really briefly at a very high level. As we see it, there's a one building scenario, which is the way you're currently set up. You have City Hall and Library in this one single facility. And then there are really two separate two building scenarios. One two building scenario in which the library moves to the bank building with an additional renovation, and one scenario where the City Hall moves to the bank building. That would not require necessarily a renovation or an addition, but it would require just a renovation of that existing building, and then whatever remains left over would be applied to the library. So we'd like to take these one at a time tonight and just talk through from everyone's perspective in the room what some of the pros and cons and considerations that should be taken into account with each of those scenarios are. And then if there are other scenarios that people have thoughts or opinions on at the end, we'd also like to discuss those. That work for everybody for a starting point? Okay. So the first one that I think we'll hit is the one building scenario, which you're probably all the most familiar with because you're living in it right now. Based on what we know today, we believe that we would need to have some sort of an addition to this building in order to facilitate some growth for the library. What that looks like could be many different things, but I think for tonight's discussion, what we'd like to talk about is, not having done any kind of feasibility study of that option, what could that option look like? What are some of the considerations that would need to be taken into account? What are some of the pros, some of the cons? And everything from public perception to how the building is maintained over time and operated to what people like and don't like. So, any thoughts on, and I'm just going to open it up, and what we're going to do is just scribe what you're saying as far as pros and cons and opinions on this particular option. Nobody ever wants to start.
I'll start.
Go for it. Get us rolling.
One of the pros we saw for this one, since a large portion of the investment is mechanical, electrical, plumbing, that we'd be limiting that investment to one building instead of two. So those are the types of things we're hoping to, I mean, as well as use that you guys might see benefit or a negative to any one of these, and we'll just kind of scrabble them up there as we go.
So you're talking about basically the efficiency of investing in one system, one building versus two systems, two buildings.
Yep.
Okay. What are some of the challenges that you would face in that scenario? As I understood it when I worked here, was there were some public utilities that run someplace around here, or there was something with the ground. Is there a problem with building on the site if you expand it to the east or to the north? Or
since our last feasibility study only included a small addition that was to the north, I think for the entry, I don't know that we incurred or heard of any utilities that were a challenge to that?
Yeah, the last concept plans we did, we didn't have, there were no like building surveys to show us any major implications. We do have some existing utilities that we know that will be out there. Most of those would probably be able to be mitigated if we were to look at an addition. In the first round of concepts, we threw out some different sizes that we'd be able to get to for additions. We'd be able to get like a 3,000 square foot addition to the south. It's roughly, if you went just east, it'd be about a 2,700 square foot addition. So, I mean, and if you add those together, you're looking at 6,500 to 7,000 square foot addition if you maxed out. There's different ways that we could take the addition. Would there be one to this existing building?
How much to the north?
To the north, we never really maxed it out. We never really pushed it past what would be a new entry. Okay. So it'd be the 1,200 square feet. So that 1,200 could go in addition to the, I mean, if you were to totally max this thing out, you could probably add around about 8,000 square feet.
So is this concept a the current footprint, or is there additions being shown here?
There are additions that are being shown in concept A. So there is, you can see sort of an addition renovation towards the north to rework the entry. And then I think we did also have an addition to the south in concept A.
In the original concept A, there was only an addition, the 1,200 square feet addition. So any of the diagrams, again, like we haven't laid out a new set of plans. What we've done is kind of, for us schematically, we bubbled out where additions could go to max out the site. And we've done that from previous. So if you go back to an original booklet of some of our very first concept plans, we showed additions to the east, we showed additions to the south. And if we put them all together, that's roughly what we help us with footage-wise.
I think part of how we kept option A a bit more cost effective as far as the renovation of the library was keeping the addition footprint very small and then using most of the existing renovated space to the maximum potential. So we squeezed the program down.
Yeah, and to be honest, any one of these scenarios we're looking at, short of one of the two building options, are reduced library program square footage. From the original like 19,000 to 20,000 that was originally proposed in concept A and concept B.
So that should probably be one of our bullet points is that
reduced scope.
This one, we have to understand what that means programmatically. Obviously, you can only push so many things into an existing building footprint. We would just need to understand what are the priorities that we must keep, where are some things that we could potentially shrink and push on.
Where's the property line between the city and the county?
I don't
between
know
these two buildings,
between
the city building and the county courthouse.
Oh, I don't know between the two.
Randy, do you have a site survey that could tell us that? I don't know if we have that.
So it's almost 10 feet from the courthouse. 10 feet to the south. We still own the streets. Never been released. So you got quite a ways to go, but you don't want 10 feet between.
Well, I was just thinking, but it's 10 feet from this building, you're in drill.
But if you go like right out, I think basically out to the middle, to the north.
Yeah. Third room to the north.
That is something we haven't looked at. We've never pushed it further than 10 foot. Mm-hmm. So basically to the outer line of where the sidewalk currently is. Mm-hmm. For any addition to the north. One, we know that park area has been redone in the past couple years. So it's something we didn't want to necessarily encroach on too much. It's a nice space.
Randy, do you know what's the maximum to the north? Would we be able to go pretty much halfway to the courthouse?
Well, actually, you've got about 80 feet in front of this building, approximately, to the north edge of the former 5th Street right-of-way.
Former 5th Street right-of-way, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that would put you pretty close to the courthouse.
Now, Randy, are there utilities that are still in place? So I'm assuming, is there like sanitary water?
Yes, they have to be dealt with, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I mean, that'd get us about another 3,000 square feet, between 3 and 4. I mean, depending on She took it all the way out.
It'd be pretty close, pushing close to 18.
Yeah, I mean, even without necessarily adding that full amount to the north, we could probably get it close, be probably in that 17 to 18 range, mm-hmm. if you were to max out the site.
How are you getting that 8? I'm not getting that number. Because you got 3,000 to the south, 2,600 on the east, 1,200 on the north, and then 2,400 upstairs, added on to 9,300 of an existing space.
Yeah, about the library gross square footage currently is about 9,600 square feet.
9,600, oh, okay.
In addition to the south, straight south is about 3,000. The addition straight to the east is about 26.5. And then if you take the corner that would create, that's another 800 square feet. And then the 1,200 off the north.
Okay.
And to a certain degree, we've added in there a shared component to the lobby space, because right now there's 1,800 square feet of shared lobby space.
Okay.
So a portion of that could be shared between the two, City Hall and library space.
Okay.
So just to ask a question here, is this, I know everyone's aware sort of the options are to add onto the building. Is everyone in trying to understand that, trying to understand how we can max out the footprint of the building and just make it as big as possible to fit the program, or are there other drivers that are?
I would believe that we were attempting to understand what is maximally possible, not that we would extend that, but to understand what the maximum is. That would be my belief.
Okay.
Dr. Collison, you've put in an extended amount of time studying libraries and the single site option of expanding our current library. Do you have any insights we could gain from, sir?
Yes, I do, and I'd be happy to address that in private with anyone in my office or any other convenient spot. I'm not prepared to speak publicly. I'm not a part of the council. I have no jurisdiction. I have no standing, but I'd be glad to answer any questions personally that anybody has.
Thank you.
And you and everybody else is always welcome. I have a nice office and it doesn't even have doors on it.
Yes,
okay.
So citizens from the TV were complaining that they couldn't hear you guys.
Sorry, I'm really far away from pretty much every microphone.
Yeah, you can probably turn that on. That one still works there on the podium, too.
We'll put that one a little bit closer.
You can also take the mic off.
Okay. That
one. Yeah, that one will come off and you can actually hold it.
All right. Well, I do want to make sure there's some ability to hear the general public as well. I'm just curious, are there continued other thoughts? We've got just a few so far as efficiency. We understand a little bit now more about what everyone understands the maximum potential growth to be. We've got some reduced library scope, obviously, that we have to consider. Other pros, cons to a one building scenario?
What are the implications of parking?
Right now, I think parking would, other than you reduce some at the east.
Well, the east would actually remain.
Can you keep
the on? South lot would get built into.
Here.
So the south lot directly south of the building, the little inset piece would remain.
So rather than increase, I mean, there's no way to increase parking. I guess my thought is if you're building a bigger library, you may need more parking or people walk a little farther.
A little bit back from the sidewalk, I guess. So in this scenario, there would be we wouldn't be showing new additional parking, but we would be eliminating the small south lot.
Wouldn't any expansion to the north also cost a little parking?
Right now, that expansion, if it stays within the 1,200 feet, wouldn't impact the parking. If
we
were to grow it, what we were talking about earlier, it could potentially grow over.
You get out to that center portion in the old street out there, I think you'd eliminate probably two or three spots out in the parking lot. You'd probably
On each side, or?
Probably on each side, so it might be.
I'm gonna guess if we take it straight out from the corner, we're probably at least losing a couple on the east side. I'm not sure if we lose, or the west side, but we might be able to keep the east side, a few of the east side parking spots.
What about, is there anything around community perception, and this is where we really need your help, because you guys, you live here and you've lived in this building for a long time. Is there a pro or a con to staying location-wise here? People know where it's at, or vice versa, they're looking for something new?
Centrally, it seems to work very well for a lot of our educational facilities, schools, daycare systems, the likes of that. A lot of people walking to the library now.
All our surveys have shown that people prefer it here.
The one, you were meant to bring it up, but in the scenario, we would not be using the bank building.
Absolutely, that's a
I was going to bring it up. Because it's got to go on the, something that's got to go on the list.
Yeah, and if we don't use the bank building, it would be harder to make it a 50-50 referendum on the vote, which has been shown in previous studies to be very important to getting it to pass. That's a concern.
As a citizen, I think this site, the big disadvantage has always been parking. You know, there isn't enough of it, and then it's, hard to get to it. And one of the wishes always is you have drive-up banking, you have drive-up everything anymore, drive-up food, and so drive-up window. Just from, and that would be at any facility, but parking is always a concern in the downtown area. Everything's.
Other pros, cons? We can, if we've exhausted these, feel free to let us know and we can move on to the next one.
And if you remember a comment, we can always go back to it.
Alright, it's seeming quiet, so we're going to pull this one off to the side and talk about the next one. So, for the first two building scenario that we'd like to discuss, let's focus on if we move the library to the bank building. So this is where the plans that you have here will give you a good frame of reference. There was a plan in there that shows what that could look like. It would obviously require us to renovate and add on to the bank building to facilitate the size that we would need for this space and the program at the library. That would then mean City Hall would remain here, and to what extent that either changes or stays as is, that could be up for debate. So conversation and thoughts on considerations, pros, cons on that option.
Remind, what was the cost of just putting the library in the bank? What was the cost on that?
That's some of our all in. So construction dollars were 2.9, and that would be the match to add in the additional. But it's
from the packet.
Mike, you might have pulled some of those out.
Just the concept being library only, it's between 4.8 and 5.1 million.
For library. Over 2 years.
That's assuming the City Hall stays here and with no change.
This is more of a scenario or concept B, where we take the cost of the addition and renovation to the bank building.
And they would have how much square footage would be the library at that point?
That one is still right around, I don't think it was quite 19 on the first floor, but it had some additional square footage because of the basement of the bank. So the usable square footage might have been a little bit less than had it stayed here.
But it's just over 22,000.
Total.
Total.
Five of that's basement.
Yeah, 5,500 is basement.
More square footage total, a little bit less.
A little less usable than what we have.
But from a, I mean, we're trying to.
Would if an elevator went in there, would that become more usable space?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, if you were to just take those dollars, they would have had the elevator.
The elevator option.
I'm sorry, what was the dollar amount again for the B option, just moving the bank, or just moving the library to the bank? Was it construction dollars for that?
4.8.
Oh, 4.8 was for option.
To 5.1.
Okay.
And that's construction.
That's project cost.
Yeah, so when we talk about costs, we always talk about there's either construction cost or there's project cost. The difference being a project cost includes all of the ancillary costs that go with it, so fees, furniture, it's the all-in cost of the project.
So if the library gets moved to the bank, does anything get done to City Hall here? To that
space? That's what we're saying. It's up for debate. I mean, it's always, is it a library project? Is it a library and City Hall project? Which one should take precedence? Where does the dollar value want to go? And in this version, it would be mostly put to library use. And we look at leftover money, if we can get that project cost down, to potentially do some renovation here. We just don't exactly know what that amount is, but it's nothing like, we'll say, what Concept B would have been. We'd be reusing mechanical systems in that scenario in this building. So there'd be, I mean, because that's one of the biggest costs we're seeing is mechanical, about $1 million to renovate this building alone. So we just don't have quite that dollar amount to be able to do both projects.
But that's where we would rely on all of you to help us establish those priorities.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can, of course, like with any project, we have control over that. Again, even if we move the library to the bank building, we could reduce the square footage further and try to pull costs in so that we can balance dollars between the two. It really has to be about where the priorities lie for you and your community and what's the right answer.
Also, with that cost for Concept B, does that include demolition of the outdoor, the little drive-through banking they have? Because that could free up existing. I mean, that'd be a lot of parking right there.
No, parking-wise, with that scenario, it's not overly outlined in the original Concept B. But obviously, those additional lots could be purchased.
When the bank offered. They just offered the bank to us. We had to purchase the two additional lots at $100,000 apiece. And so in order to demolition, it would be $200,000 to do that. So you're at $200,000 minimum, because that's going to be purchased at probably 30 or 40 to do the demolition. So it'd be above the cost. Okay.
Yeah, and then the cost to pay then.
Maybe the one that's added cost, because there's obviously added cost associated with that
portion. So is any of the lot included, or is it just strictly the building? So obviously,
it goes to the alley. The gift goes to the alley. Those two lots beyond the alley,
yeah,
where the people park, those are for sale for $100,000 each, and then it would take, you know, whatever amount to demolish. But I want to refresh, Joe, in your statement on option Concept B, and I remember asking about this because it didn't seem feasible, but with there was that 8,000 square foot addition going to the west, and what you note in here about option B is there would be 3,000, and this is on page 91 in the feasibility study under number 11, and then sub number 10 below that, 3,000 square foot less usable square footage of library on the first floor. If we move the library to the bank, we would have 3,000 square foot less usable square footage of library on the first floor compared to Concept A. And then you mentioned that there would not be any library, like for programming, et cetera, library, but you mentioned administrative space available in the basement.
Correct. That's where it's technically more square footage than Concept A. It's the usable square footage that you're going to lose.
Yeah, so we're losing 3,000. You're still standing by that. That was your note.
Yes, okay. And for us, we could, depending on how we moved some of the administrative components down and what we did to the basement, some of those would be able to push down to free up, I'll call it like children's or adult book stack spaces on first floor to make up for that square footage loss.
So in other words, if you take some of the staff space that in the Concept A, yeah.
I get it, thanks.
So if I understood this right, for that 4.8 to 5.1 million, that was construction costs?
That's all in costs.
That's all in costs.
That is all in costs, okay.
That's
so that's all the fees, the extra stuff.
But not the parking.
Not the parking.
Not those two lots.
Just to go to the alleyway with an addition of, what, like 8,800 square feet? 8,700 square feet?
8,800
square feet addition to the alleyway.
And then renovation of all
at the bank building.
Yep, and then renovation of all the existing bank buildings.
Right, we could do that for somewhere between 4.8 to 5.1.
Correct.
That's right. Based on the concept that we studied in the feasibility study, yes.
Oh, the concepts A and B were pretty close, weren't they? I mean, within 200,000.
This is the one where, like...
When you originally gave us
that. Right.
Correct. They're both in that 7-plus million dollar. So realistically, if it came down to the City Hall portion of the job to get to a roughly $5 million number, the City Hall portion kind of falls off in one form or another to make that at the same square footage. That's where in the first option we showed building one option, it was more about just reducing square footage and cutting the scope out of the library to hopefully, it might not be a 9,000 square foot addition. It's likely going to be more like, somewhere between 3 and 5 to still fit within budget. It's not going to be a full 8,000 or 9,000 square foot addition and still need budget to renovate existing space and do an addition to this building. It'd still be 105.
You think that you have to have those two lots for 200,000 plus renovation of that? You got to have that in that figure because you're taking too much money
away. Yeah, and I'll be honest, these can be...
You've got to add that onto this.
I'll preface this. Mike put these... We didn't put any figures together for this.
Okay.
These are numbers that have been interpolated and pulled out of our original Concept A and Concept B plans.
And the feasibility study didn't include those two lots. So we can certainly add those into...
Well, I guess that's something we should probably talk about. If you're going to do that scenario, you've got to have parking for you. Better add that cost to it.
Yeah, we totally agree. And that's why, that's when we look at which scenario we try and move forward with and get better numbers on, those are the types of things we want to know. It's like, yes, we need that parking lot. That's got to be part of the plan.
Okay,
so we're working on a $5 million budget. That's a great thing for us all to know here. For anyone who hasn't heard, that's what we're trying for.
Yeah, that's... We were told, roughly we needed to reduce down to a number that was close to that. And that's what all the scenarios that we're trying to present are throwing out an option that can get us there.
And have we agreed upon the square footage that we think would be amenable for this project?
No, and again, that's where I think the scenarios come into play, because depending on how you choose to fit whatever project you want to execute within that, whatever footprint it is, whatever budget it is, we then have to determine how that library or City Hall can shrink to fit within that budget. So again, it comes back to where do you want to prioritize spending the dollars and at which facility, how we can spread it across those if you choose to do two.
Okay, well, so I guess I'll just add the golden question is which project gives us the most square footage?
For the library?
For the library.
If you were to set aside, because any dollar you don't spend on City Hall is dollars going towards the library. Mm-hmm. And in that scenario, I think the most square footage we're going to get for the library and finished dollars, and we haven't gotten to the last one yet.
Sure.
So
sure.
We yeah. might want to circle back to the same comment after we go through that one, because that one will vary dramatically depending on where we spend the dollars.
Okay.
So it might have more square footage, but we may not be able to finish it.
So Joe, what I'm understanding is that okay, on December 27th, based on your recommendation, and the staff's recommendation, we chose to move forward with Concept A. But you are telling us tonight that there is no way that if we go with Concept A, that we can get that project where we expand into City Hall, renovate the library, stay within the footprint, and then renovate the bank for City Hall. There is no way we can shave $2 million off of Concept A.
That's
the reality is if you're looking for that, for the amount of project dollars that you have when you've got a budget of this stature, what you're trying to do by shaving that much off of it is just a different project. We're trying to cover too many square feet in dollars to be able to do both of those buildings. And that's where, when Joe brought up, you know, if you do a one building scenario, you're only investing in one mechanical system. There's ways to do it, but
this has changed the whole dynamic, really.
It does.
Yes.
Because, you know, we were talking when Pat Mullen presented, he said, you know, this will be a cost saving because you're going to stay within the footprint. We're giving you this nice bank. You know, I voted myself, and people want the library to stay where it is. Myself and the citizens were all very enthusiastic about this. And, you know, we talked about staying within the footprint. That would be helpful. You know, doing a modest remodel at the bank. In fact, Pat, as he explained it to me when we talked, he said it's practically turnkey. This is evolved from a way different project than how it was presented to us in February by Pat Mullen and what the public is expecting. I'm just a messenger.
And I understand that, and I the thing of it is that there were not a whole lot of hard facts, and I think people had some unrealistic expectations but didn't understand what things cost today. I tried to explain that when I talked with Pat, but you know, I think that made it. I had just gone through this when we had done our building that we built, the clinic building. So to know what the cost of that stuff was, again, until you go through and have a study, such as what we had here, the realization of what really is going to occur is what we're seeing. And that may end up causing the project to evolve to something else. But if we can evolve it into a project that we can get finished, that's better than having nothing completed at all. We've spent a lot of time and work and effort into trying to get something accomplished.
I'm well aware of that. I want something to get accomplished, but I'm looking at page 164 in the detail, appendix 5, the detailed estimate, and that 1,200 square foot addition of the last two story, when you add in the fees as well as the basic construction was $635,000, but you add in the fees, there are wants and needs. And your number is that 1,200 square foot addition is $837,098, 15% of the $5,650,000 you have here. That to me is something that would be very beautiful. There's something that maybe, you know, there's almost $1 million right there.
Yeah, we talked about that quite a bit.
And so, you know, I thought concept A, and the public was enthusiastic, the people that took the time to talk to me, go, you know, wherever, but...
I think then though, trying to, I would take that one step further and try to extrapolate that enthusiasm into a vote for the project too.
Yeah.
And when you come down to the dollar project, the dollar figure, I think then we're going to run into problems. And, I mean, enthusiastically, yes, it looks good, but from the perspective of getting a yes vote on it, from a referendum standpoint, we're going to be in trouble.
Well, I think that the 5 million, moving toward 5 million is a move in the right direction. Mm-hmm. It's just how we get there.
Right.
And
we still need a reasonable project.
And we need a reasonable project, whatever that may be. Have you just ballpark figured the additions to, in all the directions that you mentioned, what those additions to the south, east, and north, what we're looking at when we go beyond the footprint, Joe?
The best place that we've been, if we want to pull numbers, if we look at one of those scenarios, and we could probably do it without doing a pull, because we can look at what the additions would cost to do to the bank.
Sure.
I mean, addition dollars. So if that's, you know, between $200 and $250 a square foot, it's doing whatever renovation we can, and then backing that into whatever size addition we could do. And if I'm hearing what I think you're saying, we should probably jump to the third scenario, which is basically...
Well, do you have any other pros?
We're talking a lot about
this one, but...
That's why I said go where you're going. Yeah. I'm listening, but this is, you know...
Sure. No, I understand. I think that's absolutely right. Let's try to wrap this one up and go to the next one, because then I think there'll be a lot of conversation around that one.
Okay, good.
And can I just make a point that when the Moens donated their building, they donated it to get a new library for this community, not a project that involved City Hall and library. They were just trying to find a way to get a new library for this community. And however that looked and however that was best done, that was my understanding, was the Moen family wanted us to have a new library, and whatever was, you know, the most frugal way to do that, that's what we should do.
Well, Pat,
to achieve our goals as a library is what all these past studies have shown that we need for space. You take away that glass entry, you take away the entrance to the upstairs, and then you lose square footage that way, almost 3,000, then you're back. Matching numbers with the bank in terms of square footage.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
You had mentioned in this concept moving it to the bank, level two, you were going to put administration versus lower level?
Portions.
Staff.
Like the stuff we could. I mean,
can they operate their business with that administration in the basement?
Think of it as staff support space, so, and obviously the library board would be the best to speak to this, but in the back of house spaces where they have things like book sorting and things like that, those spaces that don't need to be immediately present to the public, those are the kinds of back of house spaces that we could consider moving down there. Certainly we're going to have to look at that in more detail when we're programming that. That's why this is an early concept, but that's where the pros and cons of that scenario come into play.
And that's something you would be asking the library people?
Yeah, as we continue to refine program with them, we'd be really talking about if we knew that was the project moving forward, what can actually go in the basement programmatically that they don't need access to on a daily basis. That goes right into the do I need an elevator or not, depends on what I put down there. In proximity to reception desk and all the other stuff we'll play into what can actually go into that basement. But we feel that there's portions, I mean, they have quite a bit of storage space tucked in and around things that we know could easily fit down in that basement area. So there's things that they could utilize within that basement.
I guess that's not my real concern. My concern is there going to be enough room upstairs that they can run their business with all the administration they need. Not so much about the storage and basement.
From doing the Concept B plan, from what we're hearing is yes, we knew it's reduced square footage compared to the Concept A. But ultimately, we're still fitting the program into, I guess, the revised program that we looked at utilizing. Can't remember the name. The Himmel Wilson program.
Yeah, Himmel Wilson.
Compared to the OPM kind of revision of that program, we reduced some square footage out of it. and we feel we can actually get all our library functions within that same square footage.
So you're backed up against an alley and you're so tied to the other building next to you. But is there any issue or problems with City Hall remaining here that should be on this as a consideration? Or is that okay?
My only concern would be if you leave City Hall here and you put the bank over there. Now we have all this open space over here that we're not using adequately.
Yeah.
Of course, it's growing into that. Let's go ahead and put that one down there. That's just my own personal opinion.
And if we ever did, you know, let's say we move the council chambers downstairs at some point, it would have to be some remodeling, which would then drive the CFA access and all that. Just kicking the can down the road is all.
Joe, that was about 7,000 square feet that would just be dormant that would have to be repurposed at some point, which would, I mean, we've got to think, we would have to assume the cost at some point. And to me, that was one of the reasons I think you promoted Concept A, and I think we thought that was a good statement.
Yeah.
That it was just wasted space, but going to be a cost down the road.
And like Jerry said in the first scenario, the surveys that we've had have predominantly said leave the library here, so it would be going against what the surveys have been telling us.
Yeah.
So we're deferring costs, is what I'm hearing, and moving the library is not necessarily desirable if we like this central location.
Also, when that survey was done, the bank was an option when they did that survey. Just making that point.
Joe?
Yes.
I have a question for clarification purposes. The handout that you gave us, is it accurate to say that the library City Hall portion is estimated to cost, total cost of about $5 million and an additional $2 million approximately to do the commercial bank building, total of seven? Is that an accurate statement?
That's pretty close.
So what's, I'm tempted to ask, but I won't, what's changed? We were at $7 million months ago.
Yeah, I guess.
What's the, when you say what's changed, what are you asking about?
I thought the objection, I thought the objection was the cost is, we can't afford a $7 million deal.
Yes.
And therefore, please come back with something a little cheaper.
Yeah, and I think
but
that's,
perhaps I misunderstood.
No, I guess that was our hope and our intent was to come back with options that could reduce scope to a $5 million project. That's what we're saying, it's a drastically different looking project to achieve $5 million. I mean, somewhere or another, we're going to reduce square footage or reduce finish within that square footage.
Right, so where we left off was we knew once we got done with this study, we heard after this came in that the $7 million was not a number that was going to be palatable. So we talked about what's the path forward? What do the next steps look like? And certainly we said we can go out and we can study four or five different ways to reduce costs, but you're looking at a whole other study. So we said, you know, a good way to do this would be to have a conversation with everybody, and that means all the stakeholders, to understand where are people's priorities? What do they really want to do? What are they willing to give up, or where do they want to spend the money, so that we can go back and do a study of just that? And this is just, we don't want to continue to spend fee dollars studying and studying and studying when we're not really getting at what you want to have answered. We don't want to go off and study five different things if you really only need us to study one. So this conversation was intended to try to drive towards what should that next study be, so that we're only looking at it one time instead of five different times.
One last question. Would it be helpful for you as architects to have a definitive cost parameter so that you know what your target is supposed to be end up with? Wouldn't that help?
Yes. Certainly, at this point, it would be, absolutely.
I mean, isn't that almost a requirement? So the focus needs to be, how much money do we have to spend and therefore, what can we get for that that amount of money? And I apologize for the interrupt.
So where did this $5 million figure come from? I mean, if it was initially proposed as whatever you guys put, the 7 to 8, I mean, why isn't it $20 million, or why is it only, you know, only $2 million? Where's this $5 million thing coming
sure.
from?
Sure. When the feasibility study was commissioned, there wasn't necessarily a budget. What there was a directive to look at the two different options, which were moving the library or moving the bank and vice versa, and how those overlap, trying to take the Himmel Wilson program, tighten it up, make sure that we were doing an efficient job of moving those two buildings, and then what does that look like from a budget standpoint? So what you're seeing in this last feasibility study really wasn't a directive of here's what we want to spend. It was more here's a directive of the two different things we want to consider. How can we do those efficiently, and what does that look like from a budget standpoint?
Well, the thing is, I mean, if we give you all a budget of $100 million, you're going to spend it all, which obviously is business is how it works. But how do you decide what the public is going to spend, like if a referendum is put out? Because you can't say, okay, well, we're going to bond for $20 million. You know, surprise is what you're going to get. Like, how, like, there's no way to figure that figure out without knowing, like, how do we know it's going to pass? And I understand it's an unanswerable question right now. But, like, my question is, where is this $5 million limit coming from?
I think that's somewhat driven by feedback that we've gotten from constituents for what's palatable. Yeah. So, and it's not exact science, but that's kind of the feedback that we're hearing.
And also based on what the foundation feels they can raise, you know, so it's kind of a 50-50 partnership between privately raised dollars and you know,
So what are you thinking you can raise?
Well, according to what we've heard from the foundation, if you know,
they're not here to speak.
Yeah,
speak. But yeah. That, they've been quoted before. Have they been quoted before? No.
I haven't spoken to them.
Well, it's been in the paper a few times, but I'm curious what do they think they can raise?
I think that also depends on the project too, and I think there was some talk of issues of we only spend $5 million and the city hall eats up $2 million. That's going to definitely hurt library fundraising. It's going to make a big impact. So I don't think there can be really a number until we know what we're after. And I would like
what to, the project looks like. Yeah. That would be yeah.
You said, I'm sorry, Jacob. You said that if. Say that again, that what would hurt the...
We think that there could be a possibility of... we think it would be easier to fundraise an all-library project. It would be easier to sell people who are donating for the library that this project is going all for the library instead of we're fundraising for most of the library, but City Hall's eating up $2 million of this $5 million allowance.
It stands right now, I think the library is about 60% of the total project, correct?
No.
Close or not? And then the bank building is going to be around, I'm rounding it to 2 million because of all the mechanical, electrical, plumbing that came in at around 700,000, 800,000. We've got to do the same here. So you're saying you would raise all the money for the library project, but not the renovation of the bank?
I'm not part of the foundation. I'm just telling you what I've been hearing.
I think
some are members of the foundation and some are contributors, and that's some of the hoops that we've been discussing.
Yeah. I think the common sense.
So you don't know what their goal would be for the $5 million project. I don't know, Randy, you would, no, I don't know. You looked like you were ready to jump in.
No.
Or jump off.
Yeah, jump off, yeah. I don't know.
I think the common citizen sees this as strictly the library. They don't understand the aspect of City Hall, too, because I don't think it's advertised that way.
Uh-huh. Oh, so. I think there have been many articles in the paper, in fact, written by the Daily Times Herald, that talked about a $5 million project taking off the, I brought it tonight, taking off the, talking about the $1.3 million possibly in private fundraising. I'm sure Doug, he's on the foundation. You already have around 700,000. The foundation has around 700,000. That would get you about to two toward a $5 million project because
What was the title of the article?
It's called Respect Voters, Knock Down Carroll Library Costs.
So why doesn't it say knock down library and city hall costs?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. We all talk to different people. We'll listen to option three. We'll keep moving.
And I remember that article. It was big front page. And when you just look at it, if you don't read what's underneath of it, you just see library. You don't see city hall also.
Well, we would be expanding into city hall in order to give you more space.
Well, and I understand that because I'm obviously invested. I'm here
that
tonight.
That got us up to 19,110 square feet by expanding into city hall and staying within the footprint. And
the stigma that came out of it and that I heard immediately was how there are these folks at city hall, namely us elected officials, would propose to spend $7.5 million on a library. And that was what got thrown at me. So I had that from more than one different constituent in different directions, but that was the coffee talk. And that goes kind of to your point that it's not $5 million in a library. It's going to cost us the whole, say, $7.5 million. Some would propose $8 million, given a $1 million donation by the Moen family. $8.5 million project. You know, we're really renovating both City Hall and the library, working with the two buildings. We're not working pure library. And I believe that was to the point of someone here that, Jacob, I think you said the fundraising could be impacted by it, as folks who support the library typically wish to support the library, not a City Hall renovation. That was my takeaway and understanding on that. We'll never agree if we all talk about what we all think, believe, or understand, because I guarantee everyone this has a different perception.
And so with that thought, perhaps that's what should be added to the board, is that I think we're all here looking for the very best library project that we can get for the dollar. And I think that's quite a bit of savings if the library is renovated into the bank building. And I'm not weighing exactly those dollars right here and now because we don't know them all, but that is a cost if we don't have to renovate City Hall. I look at the empty space as an opportunity for the city also to do something with that, and I'm sure the city has all sorts of ideas of what that vacated space could be used for. That really could be a very positive outcome for the community as well. So I like to think that if we don't have to renovate a lot of the current City Hall building, move the library to the bank, then we perhaps our savings there. As many of us here are either current trustees or former trustees, we also get a lot of phone calls, as well as maybe not as many as you elected people, because I know you get calls for a lot of topics. But I think, I don't want to just speak for everybody, but certainly for myself, is that, you know, we're all just here to get the best library the community can have for the dollar, and hopefully the best library that will serve the community for many years to come. And we can work together and make every use of that dollar so that the community can focus on other needs that come up. And if that first savings of the HVAC takes out a big chunk, that might be the direction to look at. And also helps the foundation, who's not here, in their fundraising, you know, to help this project move.
Okay.
I look forward to seeing the next one.
Go ahead and move on to the next one. I think we've got the feedback on that. Okay, so then this third scenario, same thing, two building, we're calling it a two building scenario because City Hall would move to the bank building, and I think we've all kind of now discussed this a little bit, the library remains here with a lighter renovation. So I feel like we kind of already know the pros and the cons with this one. I don't know, we can certainly keep adding them. I feel like we're starting to head back towards.
What do you mean when you say a lighter renovation?
It means whatever dollars are left after the City Hall renovation because you've got a certain amount of square foot at the bank building. If you move City Hall, you're forced to do some sort of renovation to house it there. So then whatever is remaining from that renovation will get applied to a renovation here.
Yeah, so for example, if we spend the $2 million to renovate the bank building at the City Hall, that leaves us roughly $3 million total project cost. By the time you take off furniture, FF&E cost, fees, we're in the $2 million. A million of that's in mechanical. We lose 3,000 square feet. We're actually down at that point. Usable, renovationable, square feet would be closer to 16,000 square feet of library space in that scenario. In doing so, would it be no new addition? What is it? We did the math. It's like $20 to $25 a square foot.
Yeah, that is.
We're talking carpet and ceilings.
Once you take the mechanical electricals and things off. It's carpet, paint, ceilings.
Carpet, paint, ceilings.
And doing those up there.
And not really. We basically leave City Hall in its current configuration, probably reuse what we can of some of those office spaces into retrofitting them, but the layout really wouldn't change much. We potentially have a small amount that we,
sure.
I mean,
if we didn't help them at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, this is because we wanted to be transparent about what all the options were. I think we've already probably heard a lot of feedback that says this is not necessarily a preferred option. But I've seen a lot of it not being. Okay. So we don't have to spend a whole lot of time talking about it if it's off. If everybody considers it off the table, again, we want to build consensus and make sure that we're studying an option that is going to be supported by everybody. So if this one is not.
I think the only question would be, you know, obviously you get a bid, like, from you folks, and you never take the first bid. You always say, well, that's sharpen your pencil, obviously. And we know there's no way you can take $2 million out of it, but can you look at some other options and still allow the city to move and the library to stay, and maybe it's not quite such an effective front entry, or, and this is where I'm going back to, I think, piggybacking off of maybe where Carol started, but you can't start that renovation in the library and not give them the proper space and leave half of it undone. That would not have been what the Mullins wanted from the bank gift. So, I mean, you know, does City Hall have to have a huge renovation of that building? I'm just asking, can
yeah,
you
yeah, and
cancel
and,
a little
oh,
bit
easily
and
we
do
can,
what we wanted?
We could probably find some dollars to pull out of City Hall within the bank building. To reduce that down, are we going to find $500,000? Maybe $100,000 or two.
Yeah, that's where the challenge is that you're trying to pull a lot of money out of something that you're not spending. You've got a certain amount of square footage you're trying to move people into, and when you renovate a building, as we talked before, you're going to be forced to do some things that aren't they're not the sexy things everybody wants to see as far as replacing mechanical electricals, but in order to make that change, once you start touching those systems, you have to continue to do that. In order to make some of those basement systems or basement areas usable, you have to put in things that make it ADA compliant and accessible. So it's a bit of, even if you do something that is not extravagant by any means, and I think the bank building renovation that we were showing, we were doing very little to anything as far as trying to keep the, you know, what we're spending on the exterior to a minimum, just trying to renovate the interior to make it usable space for the City Hall function. And you're touching a certain amount of square footage to make that happen. So while Joe's right, we can go back and we can find savings, but the likelihood of finding the kind of savings you're looking for to be able to execute both of those is where we have to, I mean, we wouldn't be being responsible if we told you, yes, we can make all of that happen for $5 million. It's a different project.
I guess, I'm sorry, I just came from Ames, but Adam Schwerz, I was just curious. So you were just saying that renovating the bank site is going to be more expensive? Isn't the HVAC and stuff over there fairly new?
It's about 40 years old. It's about the same age as
the HVAC is 40 years old. Okay. So if that's more expensive, what's the HVAC cost here?
Rough numbers, it's about $1 million to renovate here. It's maybe $700,000, $800,000 there.
That's an HVAC alone?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's total mechanical, electrical, plumbing. So we talk about the non, the stuff that you never see.
Okay. And so in the grand scheme of things, the estimate to keep the library here and do the renovations and then have the city hall over at the bank is $7 million. Is that what we understood in the article?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In total.
So how do we benefit by having the library located at the bank if the library runs later hours and it's in a commercial district where there's one of our biggest staple businesses in the winery? I mean, have we kind of talked about that a little bit? I mean, they've got parking congestion and issues over there already all the time. And if we have a library located there that runs later hours by far than City Hall, has continuous events, I think from a community development perspective, I think that's something that needs to be brought up because they are a staple business. Their production, their retail, their conference center, they're doing a lot of business and they bring a lot of people to Carroll. If we over-congest that parking down there, what is that going to do for us? I personally, as a citizen kind of looking this over now, I felt like it was a good idea to move City Hall there because City Hall is closed by, you know, approximately 5 o'clock, except for some of you that work a little bit later, but overall, that seemed like it was a good fit. It moved City Hall out of the way. It allowed the library to stay here, which was what all the surveys said, or at least a big percentage of the surveys, and kind of kept the library here. So I would be very hard-pressed to want to see the library move, if nothing else, from a business perspective and from a retail perspective and from a commercial district's perspective. I'd be really concerned about that. So I just want to throw that out there. I don't know if it's been brought up at all. I'm sorry I was late.
Nope, that's fine. It's a good point. It's a new point. So I've gone ahead and added that here. It's definitely a consideration that should be on the list.
Yeah, we haven't run any of those scenarios. I mean, if we were to ever look at that, what we would do is we would lay out a site plan, figure out what we fit parking-wise. Because right now it's a drive-through, unusable parking to the winery as is. So whether or not it gains spots, technically, than what it has today is something that we would look at. But we don't know what that site, those two lots, would be able to house parking-wise. But my guess is there would probably be an overflow back and forth